Yeah,
good
boy.
Morning, good afternoon,
it's the Surround Sound Podcast.
It's another staring edition of the Surround Sound Podcast coming live from Music Row Studios. Thanks to everyone for rocking with us consistently over the last few weeks. We've had some dope interview guests that have shared their talent with us, you know, and we definitely appreciate that. Also, to everyone that is checking us out on all the socials, you know, just search Surround Sound Podcast, and you will, of course, you'll be able to keep up with everything. You know, it's a lot of things that we just cannot give you in a recorded fashion. You just have to either read it or it's, you know, a tweet or something like that. So go on your favorite social media, search Surround Sound Podcast, and I'm sure we'll be there. So just in case we won't, I'll let you know where we are. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're on Twitter. Yeah, just search Surround Sound Podcast. Thanks to everyone as well that downloads and streams via all reputable podcasting platforms, including the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Word on the street, Google is slightly doing away with podcasting. They're going to do it like within YouTube or something. Yeah, more news on that. Make sure you look at your emails and you'll know all about that. Nonetheless, just search Surround Sound Podcast. I guess that's the thought for today. On this week's show, Stanley Cup playoffs, NHL draft. We're talking about signature shoes within the WNBA. Glorilla and my affinity for her will be on tap. NBA playoffs, what I've been seeing this early part of the first round of the NBA playoffs, man, is crazy. Major League Baseball, the White Sox suck. Chicago Cubs are doing pretty good. The Atlanta Braves are like the second best team in all of baseball. And then you got beef between Chris Brown and Quavo. Who knew? All that coming up on this week's Surround Sound Podcast. So without further ado, this is an Odyssey beat. All right, you know what that sound means. It's time for the fabulous 4 plus 1 mo's. When I give you 4 of the hottest joints, and then I give you 1 mo. Just because I love y'all. And unlike hot wing food places all across these great United States, I will not charge you an extra 50 cent for the 1 mo. I'm not. The 1 mo usually comes from the political front, and it will this week as well. Folk want to charge me extra for sauces that I need for my foods. Anyway. Hope everyone had a happy 420 and Earth Day. It seems like those days should be the same day. Like Earth, grass, 420. Just seem like it should just same day. Nonetheless, even if it's not, but possibly people get to celebrate twice. I don't know. Anyway, all show long, we are still living and reflecting on Rico Wade, Organized Noise, Dungeon Family. If you're not familiar, of course, Mr. Rico Wade passed away a couple of weeks ago at the tender age of 52. And we're reliving all for the rest of the month. We're reliving Organized Noise contribution to not only rap, but specifically Southern rap, more specifically than that, ATL culture as as a heavy start to the Atlanta music scene. Yeah. All right, so Fabulous Flow plus 1 Mo, the first WNBA, Nike, signature shoes, Caitlin Clark, Asia Wilson. Okay, so let's understand this. The WNBA has had players that had signature shoes. They have a couple now. But what's kind of interesting is the noise, the attention that has been garnered by one Caitlin Clark. She has a deal worth $20 million with Nike. That's what's reported. That's been what's being reported. 20 million, eight figures. The likes that have never been seen before in women's sports. She's not played a minute. She's not stepped on the WNBA court officially as of yet. And she's gotten 20 million. Or she's garnering 20 million, as is reported. Now, then you got Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson is two-time MVP, two-time champion. She's an Olympian. She's won the FIBA World Cup and been MVP. When it comes to accolades, she's gotten them. She won a championship at South Carolina. She was the player of the year then. Like, whatever accolade, Asia has gotten it. So around the time that Caitlin Clark's $20 million deal was reported, everybody was like, what's up? Like, Asia don't, you know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, you throw in the racial component. There are no black players currently that have signature shoes. Candace Parker did a couple years ago. Of course, Cheryl and Shamika Holsclaw, Dawn Staley even, you know, Nicki McRae, RIP. They had signature shoes. But they're none now. Even going on to look at current WNBA players that had past shoe deals. That's Diana Taurasi. Once again, the aforementioned Candace Parker, Elena Deledon. But there are only two WNBA players currently with signature shoes. Sabrina Ionescu and Breanna Stewart. Nike and Puma. Anyway. Right after this Caitlin Clark story broke, it would seem like somebody is reading the tea leaves at Nike. Listening and understanding the room. Because a prototype for Asia Wilson has surfaced and is out now. Well, I'm sorry. It's not out now as far as the shoe, but the prototype has seen the light of day. Nonetheless, we'll see what this means for Caitlin Clark's $20 million, Asia Wilson. Because it would seem like if you could spend $20 million on Caitlin Clark, although they do it in the men's game or we've seen it, you know, since the 80s and 90s with regular NBA, put money toward, you know, a fresh face and whatnot. Want to see what that looks like for the WNBA as well. Number two on the Fabulous 4 Plus 1 Mo, the Predators, right? Okay, so the Preds made the playoffs. And they're going up against the Vancouver Canucks. It's a 3-6 matchup. Now, the thing about this is the Preds have had poor defensive backline play for at least the last 3 years, at least since Pekka Rinne retired from being in goal for the Nashville Preds. And what makes me wonder about this is maybe it wasn't that defensive line play was any good while he was there. I think Pekka Stonewall Rinne just made it obsolete. Like you just didn't notice it because he was making so many great plays in goal. Well, with UC Soros now, although they have a similar save percentage, similar, you know, wins, we see it. We can see it. It's more tangible. It's right there. We know that because Mr. Soros gave up 4 goals in game 1 in the third period. I'm sorry, gave up 3 goals in the third period of game 1. The Predators lost 4-2. With that being said, of course, as you can see, I'm giving equal blame to Soros and that defensive line. It just hasn't been good since 2021. Nonetheless, the Predators play game 2 on the 23rd. Game 3 will be the 26th, and game 4 will be April the 28th. And 3 and 4, of course, they'll be back here at the Bridge. Number 3 on the Fabulous 4 Plus 1 Mo, Major League Baseball. All right, so we got 4 teams, and we'll be, of course, covering these 4 teams for the duration of the season. And already I don't want to cover the Chicago White Sox. We're going to start with the White Sox. The Chicago White Sox are 3-19 at the bottom of the entire American League. They're probably at the bottom. You know what? I should have looked up. Is that the worst record in baseball? It has to be the worst record in baseball. Nobody else has less than 3 wins. You can't. I have more wins than they do. Nonetheless, 3-19, but their division rival, the Detroit Tigers, have won 2 in a row, 5-5 in their last 10, and they're third in the American League Central. So those two teams are doing fairly well on the American League side. Let's see what's going on the National League side. You got the Atlanta Braves, a half game behind the Cleveland Guardians, for the best record in baseball. 15-6, 8-2 in their last 10. Woo! Now, although Spencer Strider is out with a shoulder injury, they're still doing work. That offense is still clicking. As with most Atlanta Braves teams, regular season doesn't matter. What are we going to see when we get to the postseason? Cubs are 13-9, 6-4 in their last 10. 1.5 back of the Milwaukee Brewers, which is funny because they're still a half game behind of the Brewers, although they hired away former Brewers manager Craig Counsell. So maybe it wasn't the manager. Cubs just going to have to play better. Nonetheless, coming up on the Entertainment Report, what's beef? Got Quavo, you got Sweetie, you got Chris Brown. Woo-hoo. I mean, I promise, like, last week's beef with, well, better yet, the past week's beef with J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, that was the warm-up beef. Because this is a real beef right here. Real beef. Number 4, NFL draft. All right. So, of course, 4 teams. And with these 4 teams, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a myriad of different information. Like when they draft in the first round. I'm not going into the, you know, 8th, 9th, or 10th round. It's not even the 8th, 9th, or 10th round. It stops at like 7, 6 or 7. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you about that. All those other rounds draft position. Nah, we're going to tell you about the first round, what they need, possibly what they lost, what they may have gained in free agency, whatever like that. Also, just a little bit about why they need what they need. First up, Chicago Bears. People have talked ad nauseum about what the Chicago Bears will do with the first round pick, the first one. Now, they traded Justin Fields. I'm about to say they got rid of him. They traded him. And to be honest, if Caleb Williams wasn't, you know, if the draft class of quarterbacks wasn't what it was, may still have. Anyway, traded Justin Fields to the Steelers. And since Caleb possibly, like, this has been for 2 years almost. Since Caleb won the Heisman Trophy year before last, and this year when he had a wasn't a great year at all. People been saying that Chicago Bears were going to draft Mr. Caleb. Now, they got to draft QB with the first pick, and it's looking like it's going to be Caleb Williams. So they need a QB, but they also need a couple of other things. We'll talk about that. So defensively, they don't need no help stopping the run. Let me say that again. Defensively, they don't need any help stopping the run. They gave up 86 yards per first in the NFL. So the front seven, because they run a 4-3, the front seven they don't need no help with, bro. But they wound up in total defense, total defensive yardage, 12th. So you mean to tell me you first in run, but you 12th in total. So that means your back half, your DBs are not too good. So they need safeties, corners. That's the need right there. And come to find out, in the passing game, they were like terrible, like bottom quarter of the league passing, giving up some like 237 some odd yards passing every game. So you don't have a pass rush, or better yet, you need to more fortify your pass rush because you got Montez Sweat. So the question is, what will they do with that ninth first-round pick? Heard people say they need a wide receiver. They don't need a wide receiver. They got Keenan Allen. Still got DJ Moore. I would get edge rusher. Go edge rusher. And solidify the other side with Montez Sweat. So glad made the trade for Montez Sweat. And also, kick return and punt return. They need that very much. And kick return and punt return, they're in the bottom third of the league as well. So definitely something to be looking for you very much need punt returns and kick returns. Next up, Atlanta Falcons. They have the 8th selection in the first round. Now, QB was an issue. Quarterback was an issue in 23. They signed Kirk Cousins via free agency. Now Kirk Cousins is, with all due respect, long in the tooth. So I don't think they'll use this 8th pick to draft a quarterback. But I do think they will draft a quarterback to possibly be the successor of Kirk Cousins. Because, Kirk, 35, he can only have about 3 more good years. When I say 3 more good years, I'm talking about at a high level. He probably got like 5 to 6 good years, but he's going to be in a backup, compensatory role. Nonetheless, with as many QBs that are in this year's draft, that could be something that the Atlanta Falcons visit this year. Also, defense. Woo! Defense has plagued ATL for at least the last 3 seasons. And when I say defense, I'm talking about depth of defense. Like, the first layer of dope with Atlanta Falcons. However, if somebody gets hurt and injury has plagued them, that's when all hell breaks loose. So, defense, of course, especially edge rusher, defensive line, interior defensive line help, the back half of the defense, so, and the middle, all defense, linebackers, defensive line, and DBs. That is what we'll be looking for as far as the Atlanta Falcons. Defensive heavy. Dallas Cowboys. All right, so Dallas, what can Dallas need when you have 11 Pro Bowlers? They have the 24th pick of the first round. Well, with the 24th pick and you already have 11 Pro Bowlers, possibly trading back out of the first round might be something. possibly just finding some little holes because, of course, Tyron Smith left in free agency. So offensive line may be something that you're definitely needing. But running back and wide receiver, offensive line, running back and wide receiver are the major needs for the Dallas Cowboys. Zeke gone. And the other kid from Memphis, he's gone. He got picked up by the Tennessee Titans. I looked to see who the Dallas Cowboys running back was, and I have no idea who this dude is. Last name is Dowdle. No idea who the guy is. Nonetheless, 24th pick. The NFL right now is notorious for not being nice to running backs. Could they wait later on and pick up a running back? That has been their MO recently, so they definitely could do that. Wide receiver, would a wide receiver like from Washington drop down one of LSU's wide receivers? This could definitely be somewhere something that they do with it. But I'm anxious to see what these cats do in like the third, fourth round at the quarterback position. Because apparently you're not in love with Dak Prescott. He's at the end of his contract. Apparently you want to see what he does this year. So, with that being said, you got Trey Lance, but do you draft another quarterback to be possibly battle with Trey Lance and be the heir apparent? We'll see later on this week during the NFL draft. Last team, Tennessee Titans. All right, so the Tennessee Titans apparently have the quarterback that they have been wanting for the last since Mariota left. So this book, about 5 years. Well, Will Levis had one good year. I mean, shit. One good game. He had one good game. He lit up the Falcons, and we just said that the Falcons need defensive help in their secondary. But he let them up for like 4 touchdowns. We'll leave that there, okay? But I will say this. Levis looked like he looked the part. Can he continue? We'll find out. All right, so what else? What major thing did we lose? Did the Titans lose? Derrick Henry. Yeah. As I alluded to, picked up a running back. Only 26. So, in theory, we don't need a running back. At least we don't might not need to address it this draft. With that being said, what do we need to assess? Okay, so we picked up Calvin Ridley, free agency, and we got D-Hop. D-Hop, I say this. I would look for another receiver, but before that, offensive line play and defensive secondary has plagued the Titans. So, offensive line, think about the wide receiver, and definitely defensive back. So, what would they look at with that 7th pick in the first round? Yeah, I would go O-line. I would definitely go O-line. Notre Dame, of course, has a nice offensive lineman that's coming out of the draft. Of course, Wisconsin does as well. There it is. Nonetheless, we'll be back with more on the Surround Sound podcast. But first, it's time for the One Mo, and the One Mo usually comes from the political front. Most times it's solely from President Biden. Uncle Joe, Stimmy, 46, as the people are calling him, and I'm calling him, once again, Cocaine Wayne. Yeah, he's still Cocaine Wayne. A potential ban of TikTok in the United States sailed through the House of Representatives over the weekend as part of a $95 billion foreign aid package that garnered bipartisan support. Now, this comes courtesy of ABC News. So, the deal is that as part of this package, if and only if ByteDance or the Chinese parent company of TikTok, if they do not sell to an American, they're going to ban TikTok. Yeah, that's simple. The social media crackdown may stand poised to become law since President Joe Biden has vowed to sign it if it passes the Senate and reaches his desk. That's crucial. That's crucial. That is, it's crucial because you're beginning to see how politics works in other countries from an American standpoint. Most of the time, you know, Americans, we're so far removed from war and political gesturing that now we're actually looking at it. And this is going to be the first. This would be the first thing if the Chinese company ByteDance does not sell it to an American. We'll be back with more of the Surround Sound Podcast. Organized noise. So, all show long.
Up next on the Surround Sound Podcast, enjoy the Surround Sound Double Play.
Bitch, I ain't got nothing but time, so I'ma get out on these cuts and grind. Keep my mind on cloud 29. My player ways keep me with plenty dimes. See, I'ma shine like all six of my gold teeth. When the nigga get through cooking up this OZ, all night on the block till the sunrise. My only friend is a Glock with the 4-5. 4-5 in the morning, it don't stop. Daydreaming bout floss in the drop top. Blue light snap me back to reality. I hit the alley quick and toss what I got on me. Tricks ain't got shit to do but harass. Searched the nigga and took about a 3 in cash. I guess that's better than getting locked up or getting jammed with that shit I had rocked up, huh? Now I heard that the sound is where yo folks from. Down in the bottoms where they broke some. Wheels cross the nigga back, way back. And now they wonder why we act, how we act. Gold teeth and heavy shit is in. Talking slow, afros and loud ass Italian clothes. People barbecuing in the front yard. Money from the first of the mud card. If anybody out there hear me, get your hands up. If anybody out there feel me, get your hands up. If anybody out there hear me, get your hands up. If anybody out there feel me, get your hands up. I got a maid cooking grits with a outfit so tight, my niggas wanna stay the whole night. Dice game in the kitchen, nigga. Tea lead, nigga. Drunk singing, sounding like the BG's. Ham sandwich in the driveway. Drop top, naked women in the den playing. Hopscotch, 30 buses in my yard, they be long gone. So hit me, and I'ma keep my phone on. I be out turning corners, drinking. 1/5, got some scratches on my rims, cause a 1/5. Met a broad yesterday, she hit me 10 times. If I diss her, it'll take a nigga 10 lines. MJG standing tall, and I won't fold. You can have all the bitches, cause I don't hold on to any woman like a human handcuff. You got your hair down, baby, fucking stand up. Now I heard that the sound is where yo folks from. Down in the bottoms where they broke some. Wheels cross the nigga back, way back. And now they wonder why we act, how we act. Gold teeth and heavy shit is in.
Can I compose? I drop this slang, the lyrical bows. Sticking out just like an outcast or a thorn from stem of rose. Like not jokes, the lyrics are crispy. Cracking when y'all bite, bite. Been had a coke and a smile. Now I'm tripping, I'm yakking, try. Y'all just might see me skunk out. With a girl who chomped out. Below the Mason Dixon line. Real niggas know what I'm talking about. From Texas, Atlanta. Oh man, Alabama, Savannah. The deeper, the darker, the dirty south is what I'm after. No laughter. The content of the rhyme may be contagious. The space ages, pivotous. Plagues coming major. This shot just like a sprayer. Cut your wife and plater. The player, B-I-G, P-O-I, dope or rhyme maker. Beats, rhymes, and layers. Some music right here to please you. And if you hate the dirty, then partner, see, we don't need you. You know what I'm talking about? Outkast, 8-Ball, MJG, on y'all punk motherfuckers.
Now I heard that the sound is where yo folks from. Down in the bottoms where they broke some. Wheels cross the nigga back, way back. And now they wonder why we act, how we act. Gold teeth and heavy shit is in. Talking slow, afros and loud ass Italian clothes. People barbecuing in the front yard. Money from the first of the mud card. Anybody out there hear me, get your hands. If anybody out there feel me, get your hands up. If anybody out there hear me, get your hands up. If anybody out there feel me, get your hands up.
You wouldn't understand if you stood under it. It's like the more that I talk to you, the dumber that I get. The closer that I walk to you, the further that we stand. Apart, okay. Distant. Yeah. Nobody has the upper hand, but my body's resistant. So now, throw your phalanges in the ground. Right. I'm still abound. Unbelievers stay from hell around. I found negative niggas, they only keep you down. Transmitting from Native American burial ground. I carry around the weight of all worlds on my shoulder pads. I'm forced to blast space invaders up somebody's dad. Serious as A, B, B, C. If knowledge be the key, then but it roasted on the poach. And wait for your woman to get out work so she can roast your ass. And either find an open window fast.
Word to the motherfucker. Word to the motherfucker. Word to the motherfucker.
Now I heard that the Sabbath's where your folks from. Down in the bottoms where they
folks from. Watch this.
Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. We have a shooter and a good one coming out for a new point. 6-A strap, 6-A a winner. Pay the front line, take the dough. He made it the hard way. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming out again for a new
point. People don't use our music to get high. They use our music to get by.
Break! I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
I'm born and bred on that killer. They call it Front Street. Know about it. He worked the concrete to the break daylight. You see him post up in the cut. I'm in that. I ain't serving them but pure product. I spoke that raw, spoke that slang, choke that thing. I'm talking about I ain't stressing nothing but pain. Keep the Chevrolet chonk tied. I ain't with your girl, that's y'all chonk tied. I come through, tear that up. Whipping with grain and he all glassed up. You see him swerving on some 17-9. Mr. FF on the say right every time.
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray. I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
He a talker all out of dime. Drink his liquid lime. Fill out sideways and leave these suckers from the line. For my time like 10 till. See him grin with the grill. Super clean, see it gleam through the windshield. It's every day like the clock tick. Whipping with some super thick up in the cockpit. It's authentic, baby. You see the hand-stitched material, working the original interior. I'm in a coma, your head beat up out the trunk. Step on stage and get the whole place crunk. Always guaranteed fresh, y'all. And I rock the microphone to death, y'all. Yes, sir. Hold on, hold the dice, set deep down, then I'm gone. One more shot, cause I'm on tonight. I shook another 52, now tell me, what do they want to do?
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
With the right dosage. Now him, bust it open, get it smoking. That's him, sack it up and watch it jump out the gym. Shorty told you what it is when you come through him. This sucker MC say he looking for me. Tell him, ain't that is you the police? When I put the mic down, they say they found residue. Now the laws wanna charge me with verbal abuse. Blow smoke up out the roof, cause they ain't got no proof. 6-8 skate Decatur, they at through, I'm saying. Go get that bread, you understand? Man, these think I'm playing.
Man, that boy real.
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce four tray.
Okay.
Somebody better tell him.
Yo, if you want the flavor and the 411, keep it locked to the Surround Sound Podcast.
This is the entertainment section. However, I could not let the show continue without telling you about boxing and one Terrence Bud Crawford. So Terrence Bud Crawford is eyeing a major title in his fourth weight division. This is courtesy of RingTV.com. it is said, it has been announced that he will fight August 3rd. It's supposed to be in L.A. at the 154-pound weight mark and against WBA titleist Israel Madrimov. Yeah, yeah. So we'll get Terrence Bud Crawford back in the ring, hopefully near the end of the summer at the 154-pound mark. So big shout-out to Bud Crawford. Entertainment report, right? All right, so we always like to start off with birthdays, anniversaries, and or deaths of our favorite celebrities and, of course, sports celebrities as well. Roman Gabriel passed away. He was the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. He unfortunately passed away this past week. And Mandisa of American Idol fame, Christian artist. Many remember her from her days with American Idol. Birthdays. Marshawn Lynch, John Cena, William Shakespeare, people, Lizzo, Too Short, and Jay Leno all have birthdays today. And posthumously to the Gabriel and Mandisa's family, Ecclesiastes 3. Okay, so Chris Brown, Quavo, and Sweetie. Speaking of John Cena, it seems like it's a three-way match going on for the World Heavyweight title. And I didn't know Chris Brown and Quavo had beef. I did some research on it. So, and let me say this. Let me say this. And, you know, hey, I love Quavo. I love all my down south artists. I guess you could really, Chris Brown is from Virginia, so I guess you could really say that he's a southern artist as well. But one thing I do know about Chris Brown, he ain't dealt, or at least from what I've seen, what's come to the public eye, he ain't dealing with nobody seconds. When it come to Karrueche, I had never heard of Karrueche until she started dealing with Chris Brown. Sweetie, same way. That's all I know. Now, with that being said, apparently these cats had some beef from a couple years ago when it dealt, and that's why I mentioned Karrueche, when it came to Karrueche and then Sweetie, and you know what I'm talking about. So, both of these cats and sent their diss out. It's been fire. Yeah. Yeah. I think Chris Brown joint was tough. Then Quavo comes out with his. And most of it was Takeoff. Of course, Chris Brown mentions Takeoff earlier, you know, in the beef. Well, in Chris Brown's song, he said it was real disrespectful. He said that the bullet should have been for Quavo and not for Takeoff. Well, in trying to diss Chris Brown, Quavo disses Sweetie, apparently. And she sends shots. Not in the diss form, but in, you know, like screenshotted DM. And essentially, and you can go to Facebook.com/SurroundSoundPodcast and actually look at the article. Big shout out to Complex.com BallerAlert.com about this. It basically looked like Quavo DMing her as she's at the game at USC, you know, Southern California game with Chris Brown. So it kind of makes him look a little tender. You know what I mean? A little tender. That's all I'm going to say. Just a little tender. Just a little tender. All right. So we'll have more on that and see how that ends. I don't know how that one's going to end. All I do know is that the first set of beefs between the three, Cole, Kendrick, and Drake, yeah, that was a warm-up joint. This the real one right here. All right, so next up and lastly. All right, so I've watched Gloria Hallelujah for the last few years, like everybody else. When FNF came out, I was like, it's catchy. I get it. It's going to be a woman's anthem that summer, that year. But Glow kept coming. She was like, all right, RJ,
You think that's a fluke? I'm going to come back even harder. Yeah, Glow. And others. But I really have truly gained an affinity for her since March. Yeah, she got a DUI a couple of weeks ago. I ain't talking about that. Nope, sure not. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. What I do know something about is she was invited to the White House. And Glow, I'm all about Glow and Joe for 2024. Nonetheless, she was also invited on CNN. I don't know how these two things even happened. But she got on CNN, right? And the person, the moderator, the interviewer, tried to get her to go into a lane that Glorilla is not about. And she expressed her wisdom for her young self. And for that, she confirmed something that I have wondered for many, many years, that at the end of the day will end. Real talk, the person tried to get her to go somewhere that she was not comfortable going, and she let them know, like, hey, I ain't going there. And that's wisdom. And a lot of people say a lot of stuff, and then they have to come back and recoil and give another statement because of something they said was not the truth. Nonetheless, biggest shout out to Glow. Keep doing your thing, mama. We'll be back with more on the Surround Sound Podcast.
The peace to change, the gangsta hats, the alligator shoes with the belts to match. The peace to change, the gangsta hats, the alligator shoes with the belts to match.
Oh yeah, you run beaver, no applause. Like your jaw, just unbutton, unzip them, squeeze out of you, got no flaws, you get your boss the call. You know you got what's making them in, all pause, having a meeting up in the ladies' room, getting in y'all cars, caravan, men's Cadillac and minivan, full of cut up, your smitty wood up, ain't no time to nut up, I suck my gut up, then I let them bop the talk until I let them shut up, say baby, raise that tut up, hit that face down, jazz up, I can't pass up, AC, feel your brother glass up, the spot I blast up. Just in case you gas up, the last up for you, it's all down from here. Boys, we concerned, y'all need to get yourself around from here. Used to clown a year, man, I'm known to wreck a century. Give it industry, enemy, infantry's infinite injuries instantly. If it's meant to be hoping, pimping me, ain't no zipping me. Sit back, relax, baby, your fist to see.
The peace to change, the gangsta hats, the alligator shoes with the belts to match. The peace to change.
And with me. In this game, I ain't trippin'. Candy paint on my double O, North Star keep drippin'. Fifth wheel, bumper grill, slightly tinted when she is. With a solid go visiting, cause you know I'm trio. Drop screen, sippin' lean, assorted ranchers in my cup. In the scene, diamonds clean, a young player with big books. You can tell I'm a pimp by the way that I walk. You can tell I'm a player by the way that I talk. You know, I'm super fly by the car that I drive. And you know, I don't love bras. I'm hollering pimp or die. I drain you dry and have you out there selling your snacks. You met your match. The day you got too attached with the
peace to change, the gangsta hats, the alligator shoes with the belts to match. The peace to change, the gangsta hats, the alligator shoes with the belts to match. The peace to change, the gangsta hats. The alligator shoes with the belts to match. The piece to change, the gangster hats. The alligator shoes with the belts to match.
ATL, Gentleman Club, a Cocker League. Caligula, Caligula. On your job, good and make you disappear, disappear, and drop a 3-carat diamond in my ear. Now I'm daddy, I'm daddy, I'm daddy, I'm daddy. Ripping wood, it feel good in the caddy, in the caddy. In 99, we ain't messing with no rats, with no rats. Time to put some real life pimping on the track and bring my money back, trick.
DK Ripples, you know what I'm talking about? Smoking something for the 99. Oh, love. Need to get your mind on your money. Get down about your paper. Down here, we ain't making hip hop songs, you know what I'm saying? We making country rap tunes. So, you can separate us from the rest. You heard what I'm talking about?
Welcome back to the Surround Sound Podcast. I'm your host, R. Hunter Jr. NBA playoffs. We're going to get to them here in 2 seconds. In 2 seconds. One thing that I have noticed in regard to the NBA playoffs is all the home teams have won. Yeah, each and every last one of them have won. And you know what they say, the playoffs or a playoff series does not start until the home team loses. Well, it ain't started yet, Pippen. Nonetheless, let's start with the Eastern Conference, and we're going to go through all four matchups. And then we're going to go to the Western Conference and deal with those four matchups as well. I'm going to highlight a few things that I see. First up, the 1-8 matchup, the Celtics and the Heat. Tatum's triple-double leads to a 20-point dismantling of the Miami Heat. That joint is 1-0. Celtics have been the best team all year. You know that they have had... They have been in the playoffs since like February. Like they qualified for the playoffs since like late February. Anyway, with Jimmy Butler being out, it's good night, Irene, for the Miami Heat. All right, so the 2-7, the Knicks versus the 76ers. I truly thought this was gonna be an entertaining series. The Knicks' best player, Jalen Brunson, has been like 8-for-29. He was literally 8-for-29 in game two. The Sixers still lost on a, you know, at the end of the game, with just bad management of the game. Maxey and Embiid scored 30-plus each, and they still lose. I was thinking this. If they didn't look good in game two, I was thinking to myself, like, hey, you might as well shut down Embiid. He's admitted that he's like 75 to 80%. If they couldn't win game two, being up the way that they were, you might just need to, you know, live to fight another day. Nonetheless, all New York's, it went, you know, the fact that Brunson has not been playing well, that shouldn't be the story. The story should be that all five starters scored in double figures. Josh Hart is playing out his friggin' mind. But 76ers just cannot, they can't figure it out. The 3-6 matchup, the Bucks and the Pacers. Okay, so Giannis is out. But Dame and Middleton, game one wise, they know what the assignment is. And Dame scoring 35 and Middleton scoring 23. Of course, Bobby Portis has done yeoman's work as well. But I think Tyrese Halliburton, you got to give us more than 19 points. You know, you just got to give more than 19 points when you're the guy on that team. I call this the NBA TV series. Next, the 4-5 between the Cavs and the Magic. All right, so looking at the matchups, I was like, okay, I know that one's gonna be on NBA TV. They usually put the least attractive matchup on NBA TV. Nonetheless. The Cavs are up 2-0 on the Magic. And, I mean, what it's all about right now is experience. And Donovan Mitchell has it.
he has averaged 26 and a half points for these first two games of the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. Spider's doing spider-like things. Now, let's float on over to the Western Conference. All right, so the 1-8 matchup, the Thunder and the Pelicans, like I just mentioned, it's about experience. So I wondered, even though Zion is out, I wondered would the Pelicans still have a shot. Now, the Pelicans lost by two in game one, 94-92. I really thought, you know, like players like C.J. McCollum, Valchunas, of course, Brandon Ingram, were going to, you know, come with a little more fervor. Now, in regard to Brandon Ingram, he was out like the last 15 games, 10 to 15 games of the season, of the regular season. Came back like the last game of the season against the Lakers. He's trying to play himself back in. But SGA's 33-9-6 just lifted them to the next level. But even so, I think it's really about those five starters for the Pelicans. I mean, if Herb Jones scores another bucket, all five of the New Orleans Pelicans starters would be in double figures. However, SGA, Chet Holmgren, just not enough. Speaking of double figures, five players were in double figures for the LA Clippers in the 4-5 matchup. Russell Westbrook had 13 off the bench. Dallas don't play any D. It's the Alice Mavericks right now. It's the Alice Mavericks. They don't play enough defense to stop a team as good as the Clippers. All right, so in the 3-6 matchup, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Threads, I said the Suns are a very intriguing matchup to me. And I could put that right along with the Los Angeles Clippers. Like, the way those two teams are constructed, you just want to see what they do. And I saw what the Suns did against the Timberwolves. They lost the first game by a nice margin. Now, this is the thing. Anthony Edwards, very good game. He flexed on Kevin Durant. I can't wait for game two. I really can't. I think that was a little bit premature, Anthony Edwards. Like, for reals, a little bit premature. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Now, when it comes to the 2-7, the Nuggets and the Lakers, the Lakers have lost two games, right? And they lost game two in just absolutely stellar fashion with the walk-off Jamal Murray step-back jump shot. In that game, the Lakers blew a 20-point lead. On top of that, Jamal Murray didn't really get hot till the last 4 or 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. I'm talking about, I saw him hit like 4 or 5 shots, and I was like, in a couple of layups, I was like, uh-oh. There it is. Magic Johnson went on to say that he was so devastated by the game two, just debacle, that he couldn't even tweet after the game. LeBron, AD, did all they could do. Even D'Angelo. D'Angelo Russell, he had a nice game. He scored 23. But I have never seen somebody like Joker. Joker is Larry Bird in like a 7-foot body. I was seeing this dude run up the floor. And you have to talk about how he moves to understand how he plays the game of basketball. Every time I see Joker, it's like the dude is running as slow as he can because he's so tired. He plays basketball at that same speed. And nobody can, it's amazing how him playing slow, nobody can catch up with. Nonetheless, we're back more on the Surround Sound podcast coming up. The sign of the times. Don't let them steal your joy.
You ever see that stuff to be when it get cold, that ice that you can't see? After some time.
From Teddy P to Tupac, from Cameo to Kool Moe Dee, we about to take it back.
Now you know and I know, I done bumped every hole in the wall, y'all. Did you catch that phone call? Most of y'all didn't met me. Thought I was tall. Get flipped like a deal. Slip, fell on the black ice. Did you faint twice? Home slice came and he went satisfied. Got bent balls and immune coast to coast. Yeah, I laughed at both. Man, dose to dose. Too many coming close. Cut. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high. Sky high. Circulate like a Sunday paper. Papers caught long time. The cheap flicks. Good picks pay hard. Watch the hard turn sideways. To tell for real sales to those with loose cash players, give your life for now. Feeling good and warm, but it's roll tight. 35 degrees, lip it tonight. Don't forget the chapstick, lips dry quick. When the jack out, make you wanna act out. Take the slack out, some people black out. Touch what I never touched before, back out. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high.
I've been in it for the past few days, tight of the face, I know all my plays. Then can I rap, can I adapt, not really sure yet. Who they looking over the shoulders of those writing dreams? Feeling for the taste of menthol, miss class, stayed in the hall. Looking for a squeeze play, better yet a holiday. Stayed away from the pyramid for a game. Broke it down to a neighborhood slang, cash before fame.
Sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high.
Now who done stepped in? B.I.G. the secret weapon, boy, slicking them black ice. Throw me these flow that rice at wedding, so quick flex. We speaking about something that's refreshing to the earlobes. Pay for the room and still be in pimp mode like iceberg. Chrysler and Buick. Some on their job, so them suckers seem to lose it. Abuse their privileges and not the whole villages. Been shot to pieces. Fighting that same stupid, I mean that vicious. Boy, don't beat me if you ain't got no work. I'm strictly about these verses like the ones you hear at the church, boy. Search, boy. Talking about your dope is wrong like lurch, boy. Every time I heard you rhyming like a jerk, boy. Simp, yeah.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your eardrums. It was a beautiful day off in the neighborhood. Yellows and greens and blues and browns and grays and hues that ooze beneath dilapidated wood. Ain't a thing could explain what pertains to cocaine and sustaining rain. See summer rolls around, all about change. Then instead it moved them keys like Bob James. Cause old man winter's arrived, the temperature dies. November just died, December's alive. Thus it ain't no typical ride. Just individuals way to bring home the bacon when bacon was all wrong. Making it our own, taking me all wrong. We've all indulged in the bulge of those no-nos. No, you ain't so low, that's even lower level you can go. Take sun people, put them in the land of snow.
Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
There's a difference between family and relatives. Relatives are people you just bonded with by blood. It may be by marriage, things of that nature. But family is people who value you, that invest in you. You know what I'm saying? People, you tell about your dreams and they do something actionable and you have that reciprocal relationship with. That is an action. And so that helps you break down who is family and who is relative. Sometimes it might become a short list like, damn, none of them is really family. They just related. And a lot of times you end up wanting your family to support, but they don't. That's not how it works. The people that's too close to the light get blinded by it. And so a stranger will support more because they'd be farther from you, but they see that that light that you have is even touching them and they can see how far it's going. And so it's not to family and friends or relatives and associates to be able to see somebody that's far from it, recognizing the value of that light. And now they can see the distance that it touches and reaches. And they like, okay, I need to get on this. But by that time, you already successful.
Surround Sound Podcast, news for the hip hop generation.
Thank you for joining me for the last segment of the Surround Sound Podcast. It is called The Sign of the Times. The Sign of the Times title for today is Don't Let Them steal your joy. On this week's show, we jumped into a myriad of different topics, the main one being the NFL draft. On the NFL draft, or during the draft, and of course, during countless young men's careers, going to have people that are going to try to steal your joy. Oh, you're a top-tier quarterback. You should have went. Oh, you're not as good as, and you should have went lower at. Don't let people steal the joy that the Most High has given you. That's a word that I heard today from a family member. I also saw that same sentiment in regard to the WNBA. You know, Caitlin Clark has garnered so much attention, not seen by the WNBA, but not because the WNBA wasn't good enough or is this new thing. No, see, the WNBA to me, prior to the Caitlin Clark hoop stereo, it's kind of like Friday. Yeah, the movie Friday. You know, the first Friday was fabulous. But when the second one came out, that's when everybody went ballistic. And in that, Asia Wilson comes to mind. In October, after game one of the WNBA Finals, which, of course, the Las Vegas Aces won, head coach Becky Hammon was asked, does Asia Wilson deserve her own signature shoe? Now, that's an incredibly odd question, being that this is the championship and this is the first game. Nonetheless, Coach Hammond answered the question. She said yes, and proceeded to say why Asia Wilson deserves her own signature shoe. Well, it didn't stop right there, and this is according to USA Today. It didn't stop right there as far as her accolades. As I also mentioned earlier this show, Wilson is a two-time champion, WNBA. She's won the MVP twice, five-time All-Star. She's an Olympian, FIBA World Cup MVP, won the championship at South Carolina, and Player of the Year there. She also was Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list, and a New York Times best-selling author. So what USA Today is pointing out is that if anybody deserves a signature shoe, be Asia Wilson. And you know what? I would happen to agree. But worrying or thinking about that, yeah, sometimes it takes or sucks the joy out of you. So, Asia Wilson said when asked about the same thing, she said, in due time, we'll see what goes on. But in that time, I believe we're going to get something moving and shaking. See, she didn't let the situation take away from the moment that she was in. You're in. She was in game one that she won against the New York Liberty and Sabrina Ionescu. The Las Vegas Aces were right there. And to ask her now about something else takes away from that shine and just puts a whole dampened view on Miss Wilson. So, in life, you're going to go through these situations and times where somebody seems like their entire thought process, their entire point of view is to strictly get on your nerves and cause you harm. And that's when you have to take it to the Most High and give it to Him. For everyone here at the Surround Sound Podcast, I am your host, R. Hunter Jr., the truth and not a rumor. And in the words of the scholar Jerry Springer, be good to yourself and each other.
The way the brother walks is beautiful. The way he talks is beautiful. The way he makes love to me is beautiful. You know, that's my man.